What's going on, everybody? This is Ben from Retro Ben Gaming. With all the craziness happening in the world today, I decided to add a little positivity to it with this podcast. This podcast is going to focus on all things video games, whether it's discussing them, playing them, or just getting them on the cheap. Now, whether you're a PC player or a console player, I believe we all have something to add to this conversation. So I hope you enjoy the podcast, and as always, keep gaming. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for listening in. I truly appreciate it. That's right, we're back with another podcast doing the history of a game that I played a lot as a kid. Well, not a kid, a teenager. It came out in 1995, but I played this quite a bit. My buddy Ryan and I played this so much. I think we unlocked every single map on this game, which now as an adult, I can't remember if that was tough or not because we just played it until we got sick of it, and it took a long time to get sick of it. Anyway, that game, of course, is Return Fire. That's right, we played it on the PlayStation 1 back in 1995. I never played the 3DO version, but now I want to see how it compares. I thoroughly enjoyed the PlayStation version. I played the heck out of it. All that said, let's get on to the history of this wonderful game. Return Fire is a 1995 video game developed by Silent Software Incorporated for the 3DO interactive multiplayer and ported to the PC and PlayStation in 1996. It was preceded by Firepower and followed by Return Fire 2. An expansion pack, Return Fire Maps of Death, was released for the 3DO in 1995. Return Fire is a vehicular shooter from a 3D bird's eye view in which the player's goal is to capture the enemy flag and return it to their base. It was met with critical acclaim for its unusual gameplay concept, enjoyable multiplayer mode, and classic soundtrack, and is remembered as one of the 3DO's best games in its Home of the Underdogs entry. They weren't kidding when they say this is a unique and unusual gameplay. It's a game you have to play to understand. It's pretty crazy. Return Fire has four specialized vehicles, each one with unique abilities. Each vehicle can carry a limited amount of fuel and ammo, which can be refilled at ammo tents and fuel depots, and can withstand different amounts of damage. If a land vehicle runs out of fuel, it stops and the driver jumps out and runs away. The helicopter is rather fragile and cannot resupply itself with fuel and ammunition unless it returns to base, but it can strafe at an angle and destroy mines and bridges. The tank, i.e. the M60, has a 360-degree rotating turret. The armored support vehicle, i.e. the ASV, is the most durable vehicle, but the slowest moving. It has the ability to lay mines, which can instantly destroy any land vehicle. The Jeep, or the M151 Mutt, is the fastest land vehicle and solely possesses the strategic ability to pick, move, and drop flags. Jeeps have the ability to overinflate their tires and travel across deep water. They are, though, one of the weakest vehicles, requiring only one hit to destroy. Rotating missile turrets and drones are a regular threat to the player in the single-player mode. If the player exceeds the boundaries of the map, a submarine emerges and fires a heat-seeking missile against the player. The game soundtrack consists exclusively of public domain music such as Richard Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries when using the helicopter in homage to Apocalypse Now, Flight of the Bumblebee when driving the Jeep, Holst Mars from the Planets when driving the tank, or the William Tell Overture when riding with the flag. When driving in the armored support vehicle, Edvard Grieg's In the Hall of the Mountain King plays. During the opening title screen, Verdi's Des Arras plays as the Return Fire logo appears, engulfed in flame. At the completion of each level, a sequence of unrelated vintage black and white short clips greets the player. When a level is completed in the 3DO, PC, or PlayStation version, a short video clip is shown. One of these is a clip featuring Lou Gehrig's famous Luckiest Man on the Face of the Earth speech. A version for the Sega Saturn was developed and completed but never released, though a complete build of the port was leaked online in 2007. Reviews for the Saturn version were published shortly before its targeted release date of May 1997. Most reviewers described it as an unacceptably poor conversion of an outstanding game, suffering from a much lower frame rate than the 3DO and PlayStation versions. Another version of the game was also in development by Alexandria Inc. for the Atari Jaguar CD, but development on the port was terminated sometime in 1995 and was never released for unknown reasons. The PlayStation release of Return Fire was the final game released by Time Warner Interactive before it was absorbed into Williams Entertainment, later becoming Midway Home Entertainment, by its new owners, WMS Industries. GamePro gave the 3DO version a positive review, describing it as a combination of the best parts of playing Capture the Flag, Desert Strike, and Micro Machines. The reviewer complimented the easy-to-master controls, the graphics, and strong sense of humor. The review team of Electronic Game Monthly gave it their Game of the Month award, applauding the two-player mode, classical soundtrack, graphics, and general fun of the game. Ed Simrad summarized that in the industry flooded with sports and fighting cards, this comes as a breath of fresh air. A different reviewer for GamePro covered the PlayStation version, calling it a brilliantly conceived thrill-a-minute war sim and an unprecedented blend of action and strategy. He cited the use of easy-to-learn controls and game mechanics, frenzied and enduring multiplayer action, and high level of visual detail. He made special note of the game's classical soundtrack, saying that never before has sound been so instrumental in the game's success. Next Generation described it as a near-identical conversion of the 3DO game and offered it similar praises. Now, my review of this game is, I'm going to say an 8 out of 10. It has tank controls, and they're so hard to get used to. But once you play it enough, you get used to it. The soundtrack, like they talked about, is amazing. This is one of those few games where the soundtrack hits really hard. And even though they're all classical songs, when you pick up the flag and the soundtrack starts bumping, it is so powerful. Like, it makes you feel like you're in that Jeep driving that flag back to your base. That's what I really love about the soundtrack of this game, is the songs are picked so well that they just make you, when Flight of the Valkyries plays, you just want to, like, drop a bomb. You know, you just want to, like, I want to end a world. You know, it just makes you feel so powerful. You're like, I'm in this helicopter, I'm in this tank, and I'm destroying things, and I'm going to get my, it's great. The gameplay is very fun as well. But, man, without that soundtrack, this would be a very boring game. It's almost like a carrot on a stick where you want to hear the songs play because you know you just did something right. That's my opinion, at least. The Return Fire Maps of Death expansion pack was also well received. Maximum gave it 4 out of 5 stars, saying that for an exceptionally low price tag, the player is treated to horribly difficult theaters of war with less vehicles available and some decidedly odd scenery, such as the chessboard and the SOS levels, all of which makes the Return Fire sequel an excellent 3DO addition. GamePro stated that it breathes new life into the year-old game, offering more than 100 fresh levels filled with the carnage and insanity Fire fans love. In 1997, Electronic Gaming Monthly ranked the 3DO version number 63 on their 100 best games of all time, citing its high replayability and the way it captures the frenetic feeling of combat, to an extent that few games do. They said they chose the 3DO version specifically because the gameplay was tighter than that of the PlayStation version and unreleased Saturn version. The game was awarded the 3DO two-player Game of the Year. In 1996, Games Master rated the 3DO version number 1 on their Games Master's 3DO Top 10. In the same issue, they also ranked the 3DO version 51st in their Top 100 games of all time. In a related note, Return Fire is featured in the opening scene of Pauly Shore's In the Army Now. That was a great movie. It's not great now, but as a kid, it was a great movie. Now it's just kind of dumb. Anyway, that is the history of Return Fire. Like I said, I played the heck out of this game on the PlayStation. I never played the 3DO version, but I'm starting to feel like I need to. If it has tighter controls than the PlayStation, I thought the PlayStation was pretty tight. I was ready. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed that. What'd you think? Did you ever have a chance to play Return Fire as a kid? I actually have the original black box version that I bought. It's, I've kept The only thing I'm missing is the little foam piece that came on the black boxes, but I can get that anywhere. So, let me know what you think. Did you enjoy this episode? Do you enjoy this game? Feel free to email me at retrobangaming@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of these podcasts. Maybe give me some suggestions for the next games to talk about. As always, find some time to play a game this week. Doesn't have to be Return Fire, but why the heck not? Be good people. Be good to those around you, and keep on gaming. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please take a second to subscribe. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can at retrobengaming@gmail.com. Thanks again, and as always, keep gaming.